You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 272, and today we're talking about something that's been plaguing users on X.com, JavaScript availability.
I mean, it's not like it's a new issue, but with all the privacy extensions out there, it's getting harder to ensure JavaScript works as intended.
Exactly, and that's what makes this matter right now. People are dealing with these issues daily, trying to use X.com with their favorite browser and extensions.
So, what does it actually do when JavaScript is disabled or blocked? How does X.com handle that?
Well, from what I've seen, it detects the lack of JavaScript support and prompts the user to enable it or switch browsers, which isn't very user-friendly.
That makes sense, given how heavily X.com relies on JavaScript for its core functionality. It's not just about displaying content, it's about creating an interactive experience.
And that's where the product angle comes in. Who's using this? What market are we talking about? And what's the user story here?
From a tech perspective, it's interesting to see how X.com chose to architect their JavaScript implementation. I think they opted for a pretty modular approach.
Modular? How so? What benefits does that bring?
Well, it allows them to update and maintain different parts of the site independently, which is great for development and debugging. But it also means more potential points of failure if JavaScript is blocked or disabled.
That's a good point. And what about comparisons to alternatives? How does X.com's approach differ?
Other platforms might use more server-side rendering, which reduces the reliance on client-side JavaScript. But that comes with its own set of trade-offs, like increased server load and potentially slower page updates.
Right. So it's all about finding that balance. For our listeners, what are some specific things they can go research or try out?
I'd say try disabling some of those privacy extensions and see how it affects your experience on X.com. Also, look into some of the GitHub projects that are working on JavaScript compatibility and browser extension issues.
And maybe even try out some of the supported browsers listed in X.com's Help Center. See if that improves your experience.
Adding it to the weekend project list, exploring how to optimize JavaScript for better compatibility across different browsers and extensions.
All right, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in to Exploring Next, and we'll catch you on the next one.